I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre l'anglais avec l'actu, Learn English with News. It's Wednesday the 21st of February and today's news story is about an equestrian rider who has caused a little bit of controversy. But before we find out why, let's have a look at our keywords. So I have four words that I'll be using in the news story. I want you to listen very carefully to these four words, see if you can understand them based on the context, and then at the end we'll take a look back at what the words mean and how I use them. So we start with a verb, to clear, C-L-E-A-R. And this word has a few meanings. Maybe you saw it in the title, but what does it mean in this context? Australian equestrian rider cleared after wearing mankini. Okay, next, to be stood down. So I'm using this as a passive verb. You can use it in the active form, to stand down. But what does it mean to be stood down? Next, a verb, breach. B-R-E-A-C-H, breach. And finally, a noun, fuss, F-U-S-S. Okay, those are the key words. We'll come back to them at the end. And if you'd like to read along while you listen, then the full transcript with the keywords is available on the Learn English with Ben fan club page, where you'll also find a video comprehension quiz, 5 questions about today's episode to test your understanding. So if that interests you, then visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. And I've left a link in the description of this episode. Okay, here is today's news story. An Australian equestrian rider has been cleared after competing in a mankini. Shane Rose was stood down from competing after wearing the comedy outfit made famous by Sacha Baron Cohen's Borat at a show jumping event near Sydney on February the 11th. However, following a review, Equestrian Australia, EA, say that Rose didn't breach their code of conduct. Fancy dress was encouraged at the community event, at which the 50-year-old also wore a gorilla costume and a Duffman outfit from The Simpsons. But it was the V-shaped swimming costume which attracted the most attention, for which Rose apologised. He called it just a bit of fun, adding that he didn't expect it was going to create the fuss that it has. Speaking about the costume, he said, "There's not a lot to a mankini, not the most comfortable equipment off a horse, and becomes less comfortable on a horse." EA Chief Executive Darren Gosher said, "Shane has reflected on the incident and has apologised. He understands the high standards expected of everyone involved in our high performance programme. With the matter now resolved, Shane and his teammates are looking forward to continuing to focus their attention on qualifying for the Paris Olympics." And that's today's news story. Okay. So what do you think about this? Do you think it was a bit harsh for him to have got into trouble in the first place? It's just a bit of fun, surely. Okay, let's take a look back at the words I gave you at the start. And we begin with clear. So he has been cleared. So to clear someone, that this is to officially declare somebody to be innocent. Next, to be stood down. Shane Rose was stood down. This means to be withdrawn or removed from a position or job. But the key point here is it was temporary. Okay, next, breach. So Equestrian Australia say that Rose didn't breach their code of conduct. To breach is to break a law, to fail to observe a law or a rule. And finally, fuss. He said he didn't expect it was going to create the fuss that it has. So fuss, that is unnecessary or excessive excitement or attention. And those are the key words. Hopefully they're clear. Hopefully you understood most of today's news story. Don't worry too much if you missed bits. That's okay, as long as you understand the general idea. And if you feel that you didn't understand enough, then I recommend you go back and listen again. Hopefully the second time you listen, it will be a little bit clearer. So thanks for listening to today's news story. I'll be back with another one tomorrow.